but you'll be okay, all right? I'm going to read to you from the back page of the Final Call newspaper. Then we're going to break it all the way down. Then we're going home. Now, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in physical resurrection, but in mental resurrection. We believe the so-called Negroes are most in need of mental resurrection, and therefore they will be resurrected first. Are y'all with me? So when we talk about who will raise the dead, we're not talking about somebody coming from the sky, going to the cemetery, waving his hand over the cemetery, and people come up out the ground, and they're back alive. Y'all with me? That's not going to happen. As Muslims, we don't believe that people are coming back from death. Once you die, that's it. You're like, I know this is hurting your feelings. It hurt my feelings when I first heard it. Because I was good when I was little, because I wanted to go to heaven. That's the only reason I was good. You understand what I'm saying? So when I came in the nation, and I heard somebody say, there is no heaven in the sky, and there is no hell in the ground, I was mad. I was like, wait a minute, that's what I've been waiting on to get to heaven. Is that right? But it's common sense. Because if you got roaches, don't raise your hand. But if you got roaches, you turn the light on, right? And the roach does what? It stays still for a minute, lays in the cut, then it starts to run. Is that right? Because the roach understands that it only has one life to live, right? Why don't we understand that? Now, you watch the Nature Channel, and you see the antelope, right? And the lion is way across the savannah. And the antelope, you know, it's like 300 antelope. They're walking, right? The lion is sneaking up on them. The antelope start to walk a little faster, right? So then the lion or the lioness goes out in a full stride, right? Do the antelope just stay there? No! They all do what? They all run because they understand what? That they only have one life to live. So I don't want you to think that when we talk about raising the dead, we're talking about somebody who died last week, Pookie who got shot in the drive-by, Latasha Nequa. No. We're talking about the mentally dead, which is us. The reason that they gave us the name Negro or nigger is because of what they did to our minds, which was destroyed our minds. So we're not even useful for ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So the only way we can become useful is if God raises up a man to give life to the dead. You understand what I'm saying? So the Holy Quran says that Allah brings forth the dead from the living and the living from the dead. Is that right? And you think, some of us, that it's going to be a day where all the dead people come back to life. No, we're the living that have been brought forth from the dead. You understand what I'm saying? Let's see. Y'all ready? Now we know, or we should know, that there is no heaven in the sky. And when you die, you're not going to float up in the sky, right? Just think about it. If you're going to be a spirit and they have gates in the front of heaven, what do you need gates for? If you're a spirit and you can just go through the wall like Casper the Friendly Ghost, what is the gate for? The pearly gates, what is that for? Why is there streets of gold for spirits that don't even walk? They just float around. You have wings, right? Little chicken wings, and you fly around, right? With a halo. Now, all of that has a meaning, right? So now, but see, the enemy has made a telescope called the Hubble telescope, right? And here we are on Earth. Y'all with me? And the telescope can see past Pluto. Pluto is 4,600,000,000 miles away from the Earth. Y'all got that? So now, from Earth, that's 4,600,000,000. Hold on. You can see Pluto from Earth. In fact, the telescope can see past Pluto. It can see so far into space that the white man says that he can see into the past. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So now, if he has a telescope that can see past Pluto, past the sun, past the moon, past the stars, and you never went to the NASA website and saw a picture of heaven. They never had a press conference and said, we finally found it. Heaven. It is out there. Right or wrong? Now, I know what you're saying right now.
See, that's why I don't like y'all Muslims, man. Because, see, y'all don't understand. It's like you warp through this thing, right? And then you be in heaven. You can't see it with a telescope.
Come on, that's crazy as hell. You know. Now, see, the reason that the enemy told us that when we died, we would go to heaven is so that we would work our whole lives in slavery for him, thinking that we would get our reward after we died when he got his reward while he lived. If you believe in heaven, then when you get sick, why do you call the doctor? Why are there hospitals? If you get sick, just die, right? Why are you tripping out when Ray Ray and Pookie and Man Man and Kiki and Lee Lee and Riri get shot? What are you tripping for if they all going to heaven?